Welcome to our third podcast, The Missteps of Corporations. The landscape of global leadership is so rich with potential, yet as we navigate the intricate pathways of organizational development, we encounter a glaring oversight, the undervaluation of self-leadership. This misstep, seemingly minor at first glance, has profound implications. Why is it that in a world brimming with advancements and innovations, organizations still often miss the mark on nurturing the foundational aspect of leadership? Is it because self-leadership, being intangible, doesn't neatly fit into spreadsheets or quarterly reports? Or is it because its effects, though profound, are subtle and take time to manifest, and therefore can be easily neglected? When organizations sideline personal leadership, they mistakenly foster a culture where leadership roles are seen as mere titles rather than responsibilities. Employees climb the hierarchical ladder, equipped with technical expertise, but often lacking the self-awareness and emotional intelligence that true leadership demands. The repercussions of this oversight are manifold. First and foremost, teams led by individuals lacking self-awareness often experience friction. Without a deep understanding of oneself, a leader might project personal insecurities onto team members, misinterpret intentions, or struggle to communicate effectively. Over time, these micro-interactions weave into the organization's fabric, leading to a culture of mistrust and inefficiency. Moreover, when the top echelons of an organization undervalue self-leadership, this sentiment trickles down. Seeing the lack of emphasis on personal growth, employees might deprioritize their own self-development. The result? An organization filled with individuals functioning below their true potential. But it's not all gloom and doom. Recognizing this misstep is the first step towards rectification. Organizations have the power, and I would argue, the responsibility to shift this narrative. By championing self-leadership, investing in programs that foster self-awareness, and leading by example, organizations can pave the way for a new era of leadership, one where leaders don't just lead teams, but lead themselves first. In conclusion, while the current scenario might seem challenging, it's also an opportunity. An opportunity for organizations to introduce, realign, and champion the cause of self-leadership. Because when organizations prioritize the individual's journey of self-awareness, they're not just building better leaders, but a brighter future. To listen to our fourth podcast, please click the fourth podcast button.